So there's an Ames reunion planned coming up in June, and we've got three of the key people, Larry Stoltenberg, Rob Loudon, and Cynthia Oberlin Page. So this is kind of exciting. This is something that I think there was something on an Ames reunion about 20 years ago. So, Rob, you were probably involved with 20 years ago also.
I think we all were.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. If I remember right, it's been a long time.
Okay, that always...
Yeah, I was there.
That works well.
I've got the beans.
Yeah, you'll have this. So what are the dates, and where should we go to get information, and how's it been coming together for you?
Well, let's start with kind of defining what this reunion is. It celebrates a group of people, a large number of people, who passed through Ames from the late 60s through most of the 70s, living a somewhat alternative lifestyle, counterculture, as it were. And it was a pretty amazing time, and that's what we're celebrating.
So there was a real strong sense of community, it sounds like, back in the 70s and 80s also.
Right.
Okay, Larry Stoltenberg of Red's Band, how does music play into this gathering?
Well, back then, I'm sure there was a lot of music. I didn't come down here until 72, but I know the jug band, and there was lots of other music based on some of these pictures I've seen, plus, you know, the bands and Sweet Nothing, Rural, some of that. So, and 20 years ago, we had lots of music. I think we'll, Friday night, this time, we'll have some music. And recorded music, including some of those bands on Saturday night. We'll be gathering at Mother's Pub. People will be coming into town and such. And I have four acoustic acts scheduled, because that place can get really loud with a rock band or whatever. So I have four acoustic acts, and we'll try to keep it reasonable, because people don't want to be talking and such. So we have Tom Richards and I think Howie and Nancy Nord, myself and a couple other people with some acoustic acts. Acoustic music, so should be good.
And Mother's Pub is located in, west of campus?
I think it's 2900 West Street, if memory serves.
Yeah.
Formerly known as Dugan.
Okay. The old Dugan's Deli, now called Mother's Pub. That'll be on Friday night.
Starts at 7 p.m.
We'll start the music about 7.
Okay, well then let's slip into Saturday.
Saturday we're meeting at the Great Hall in the ISU Memorial Union, and we have it booked from 3 to 10, although 10 is a little late for us folks who are getting older.
But
there will be a meal served.
3 in the afternoon, and there is a meal served?
Yes, and we're still finalizing details. I believe we're going to have a buffet dinner from 5:30 to 7. Once we get all this information, these decisions made, and the specifics figured out, it will be posted on the website, which is amesreunion.com. A lot of information there.
Sure. So when you mention a meal and these accommodations, I'm sure there's like a way to defray some of these expenses. Financially, how's it going to work?
You can sign up on the webpage, amesreunion.com, one word, amesreunion. And there's a registration page if you want to partake in the meal. And there'll also be a food provided on Sunday. We can talk about that in a minute here. But there's a per-person fee that take care of the cost, we hope.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like a money-generating situation, but like things were back in the 60s and 70s, wasn't so much
donations
of that back then
welcome.
Either.
Donations
definitely.
Are welcome.
So I guess you're one of the original nonprofits. Well, that's, I remember 20 years ago, the Great Hall was literally packed. And it was people from all over the world came to this gathering. So, well, let's go into Sunday, and then we'll talk about some of the whys on how this is kind of gaining its own life, if you will. I remember there was a great picnic down at Brookside Park.
And we're hoping to have another one. This is the Sunday in June. The dates for this are June 10th, 11th, and 12th. And yes, we're gathering at Brookside noon to 6. We're still working on finalizing which specific shelter we have reserved.
Okay.
So I'm not going to give the shelter name because that needs to be finalized.
I really just wanted everybody to kind of get a feel for this and realize this is not excluding other people from Ames. If you're even curious about any part of that era, this is a kind of an interesting way to catch up, not only with people that, as you say, were kind of moving through Ames. Ames is, you know, university town, so there's a lot of transitional individuals, but there were a lot of people that came to mind that I'm hoping return and realize, and we can tell them thanks once again. So why do you suppose a gathering like this works in Ames, Iowa? I'm not familiar with this format in other communities where they would pick an era and say, you know, things that were happening then were pretty important. So how is it that you feel people are going to enjoy returning to Ames June 10th?
You know, the original vision was from Bob Berry, who is now deceased. He just decided to do it, I think, and started the ball rolling back in 02 or probably 01 sometime.
So Bob Berry was kind of a visionary individual, a lot of artistic talent, sold cameras at the Ames Stationers. I remember buying my first Nikon camera.
Yeah, he and Jim Pearson, I think, got together because they were both out in Colorado, and I think they came up with the idea, and I got some music organized, I think, and it turned out to be a really nice thing. Just a lot of people that had passed through about the same time, I guess. Yeah, it turned out to be quite an event, so we hope this will be the same.
Well, let's do what we can to, kind of honor a Bob Berry vision, if you will, that it seemed like a good idea 20 years ago, and it seems to be coming together in a nice way once again for people that want to, not necessarily relive, but there were some things in the community, I think, that kind of indicates that it was pretty powerful.
Pat, was that the genesis of the alternative or Freak Week?
Well, I think it grew into that, exactly. Then Marianne Roberts was kind of a key individual. I sure hope she returns. But she looked around and said, well, the Greeks, there's a Greek week, and there's different weeks for different. There was an Ag Week for the Agriculture College. Everybody had their own week. And Marianne Roberts said, I think we should have a Freak Week and have a lot of music. And it brought everybody into the 20th century on an equal footing.
There is a Ames Reunion group on Facebook. So any listeners who are interested in looking at some of what was happening and what we freaks looked like back in the day, there are many, many, many pictures from late 60s, 70s, 2002 reunion. It's a wonderful way to touch base with kind of where we were and are.
Yeah, that's the best message we could project is it. Keith Wessel, very accomplished photographer in that era and to this day. And Bob Berry that we mentioned earlier, he was a great guy with a camera. I'll bet there's some Paul Nelson images also that was affiliated here with KHOI.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's just a wealth of nostalgia and yet pretty good art that was captured or preserved from that era. And so a lot of nostalgia at that website. So what are we overlooking, folks?
I'd just like to say that Keith Wessel has really done a great job. He's been the primary shaker this time around.
Yeah.
And he's kept the original website active and has done all the updating to it now. So it's gone from the 2002 version to the 2022 version.
Yeah.
Complete with new graphics and new functionality, logo. New logo. And as I think somebody said, Jay Avellino might have mentioned that he thought this was going to be a geriatric rave.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought that fit the bill pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, absolutely. a geriatric rave, a bunch of survivors getting together and appreciating life and all the things that the Ames community kind of started us on and continues. So we'll try to have some updates as the date gets closer, as things are coming together, as more and more designations can be included, like at the Brookside Park. But by people going to that website, and I'm hoping people, if they don't know computer land, that they know somebody who can help bring people along, because this is not to leave anybody out. So we want to be all inclusive.
Good point.
Come one, come all.
Okay.
Register and take.
Yeah.
And there is a nominal fee to contribute on the website, AmesReunion.com.
Just to defray some of these costs, because you folks are really dedicating a big portion of your life in this early coordination. And I hope you get a lot of heartfelt thank yous as the dates get closer, because it's really great having you on KHOI Community Radio.
Thanks, Pat.
So whether you lived in Ames in the 60s and 70s or just want to learn more about a special group of people that have been living the dream of Ames and Central Iowa since those days, this is a great way to interact, catch up, chart new directions, or just whatever. You don't want to miss experiencing Ames during a pretty exciting yet eye-opening times. These folks have been walking the talk and the music from that era ever since. So I guess there'll be a lot of nostalgia. Let's have a bit more music. This is Drivin' by Mother Dugan.
And Mother Dugan is made up of Larry Red Stoltenberg, Del Schmidt, Bill Morrison, and Neil Smith on bass.
This is Drivin', and let's dedicate this to Bob Berry. Look for me.
And Mother Dugan is made up of Larry Red Stoltenberg, Del Schmidt, Bill Morrison, and Neil Smith on bass.